Effort and our energy has been good with regards to improvement. Third down situations, maybe we've been good. Maybe we could be better. And also first down situations, making sure we win on the win against run plays and obviously passing plays and communication. Communication could always be better.
When there's something tangible like a trophy involved, do these games carry a little bit more weight?
No, not particularly. Again, obviously we want to win the trophy simply because there's a trophy, but because there's a trophy, does that make me want to win more? No. I mean, I want to win every game.
Talk about what you've seen from them on film, and obviously their quarterback is mobile and buys some time.
Yeah, it's just like you said. They're breaking in a new guy, from what I understand. You know, but haven't seen a ton of film on him. But, you know, from what I understand, it's going to be typical Iowa State as I've come to know it. You know, spread the ball, try to really put defenders in positions where they got to make a one-on-one tackle in space. And then, you know, occasionally they're going to run some play action. They've got a lot of things that they can do, and you really need to be prepared to defend the width and length of the field.
What about Ernst Brunn? He didn't play much against you and I because he had cramps, but you guys obviously aware of a tight end that can run like that.
Yeah, you have to be. And we've got a lot of tight ends on our team, and they present different challenges, each of them. So I feel like we've got some experience with defending sort of a multitude of tight ends with different skill sets. And every week's the same. You know, you just, again, somebody that's going to be a challenge for you, but you just got to go out there and prepare.
How is Iowa State, as well as you guys have done, at creating turnovers? 3 years ago, you won it because, you know, you kept them off balance. The last couple of years, they've been able to overcome maybe their own mistakes or turnovers. What, from your perspective, how have they been able to do it?
Well, you know, it's a combination of all three parts of a football game, offense, defense, but I think particularly special teams and creating really a field position advantage. And, you know, if I just think about the last 2 years, anytime we had the ball on offense, we were driving 70 yards, 65, 70 plus, whereas, and it's just little things like that. You know, the probability of you scoring, again, if we are Iowa State and we're only driving at 45 yards, 55, 60 yards, it's much higher than if we've got to take it 80 yards every time. And those things add up, you know, over the course of 2 years, you know, and that's where you see the close margins of victory. So I think for us, that's probably going to be an area of emphasis.
You've made this trip before. I mean, what's the key to keeping the emotions in check for such a rivalry game on the road?
You just got to focus on doing your job and, again, controlling what you can control, not making it too big, and really just keep that focus razor sharp on you executing and playing your best.
What's that atmosphere like, though, in Ames?
It's loud. It's raucous. It's as hostile a crowd as we'll play in, but that's part of playing college football. That's fun. You know, we embrace it. We enjoy doing that, just like I'm sure they enjoy coming to Kinnick and vice versa. So, you know, again, it's something we look forward to.
There was a quote last week from Bill Belichick where he said that he believes dependability is more important than ability. Is that something that you hear around here or that you hear the coaches stress to you guys on a regular basis?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of guys on our team that have tremendous ability. Mm-hmm. The guys you see on the field most of the time are the guys that are dependable. It's really just from a player's perspective, and I can't speak for the coaches, but I think a lot of it comes down to trust. You know, can you trust the guy that's on the field, and can I trust the guy next to me to do his job? You know, because the way schemes work, so often you find yourself in a situation where you're not necessarily the player that makes the play, but you have to do your job in trusting that the guy next to you is going to be there to, again, do his job, and then he might be the one that makes a play. So trust is a huge part, especially on defense. So I would totally agree with that statement.
Being a native Iowan, how unique is this game for you?
More unique than most games, I guess, in that we're playing an in-state rival. They're not in our conference, so we only get to play them once a year. You know, it's one game, and then there's 364 days where, you know, the winner gets to talk and the loser has to take it, and rightfully so. And we've been on the wrong end of that the last couple of years, and we're just hoping to end up on the right end this year.